Yeah, thank you very much, Richard. I'm live here at the Gordon Racecourse, as it's known here at Ripon, for the feature race meeting of the entire year, and that is the Great St Wilfer meeting. The feature race, obviously, is the William Hill Great St Wilfer Stakes. It's a Class 2 handicap. 6 furlongs is the distance. I'm delighted as well to be joined by At The Races presenter Simon Mapletoft. Fair to say, it's looking pleasant here today after the bad weather what they had yesterday.
Yeah, stark contrast, Bobby, isn't it, to yesterday? It's amazing how things can change. 42 millimetres of rain fell through the previous night and through yesterday, and turned the going around, really, from fast at declaration stage to what it is now. That's soft. So it has made a big difference. As a result, of course, we've got some non-runners. The fast ground horses are being left at home, which is a bit of a shame in a way, but... You know, it's just one of those things. From a punting point of view, now we've got to almost just change tack a little bit, haven't we? And just look for the soft ground horses, and also try and solve that big conundrum about where the best draw is going to be for the big races.
Yeah, you mentioned the non-runners there. Total of 7 non-runners, which does affect placings. So now it'd be top 3 as opposed to the top 4. Non-runners tell you about, if you are marking them off on your card, for the Great St Wilfer, it goes off at 3:30. Take out horses 2, 8, 9, 12, 15, 17... and number 19, leaving a field of 14. Now, Simon, heading the market as it stands at the moment, round about the 7-2 mark is the Richard Fahey trained Don't Touch. Tony Hamilton is the man in the saddle. Now, this horse is undefeated. He's only a 3-year-old. It's quite a big ask for him, say he's the market leader.
Well, there's some interesting stats about this race, Bobby. 3-year-olds don't have a good record in the race. That's not to say that Don't Touch can't win it. He's progressed nicely for one of the best trainers in the land, Richard Fahey, but the stats are against him. He might not have the best of draws, might not have the best of draws in stall 8. We'll get some clues from the consolation race half an hour previous. I just have to be taking him on here. And, you know, given the clerk of the course, James Hutchinson, has told us that it is soft ground, but it's drying and it will get very sticky and demanding, then I'm looking at horses that, you know, of course, have form on soft or testing ground, but maybe have the ability to stay that little bit further. And, you know, horses like Tatlisu certainly appeal to me. Has won over 7, has got form over 7, good on soft ground. He'll be finishing his race. One or two others have probably cried enough. So I think he's one to be interested in here. And maybe even Poyle Vinny at the top, although the stats suggest that top weights are to be avoided in a race like this. Poyle Vinny's won a couple of times over 6 at Pontefract, which is one of the stiffest tracks in the country, as we know. He loves the soft ground. The ground's come for him, and Ali Rawlinson's £3 claim will be of benefit. But he's drawn over on that far side. Yep. And again, if we're talking about statistics, the last time the race was run on soft ground, the stand side horses were favoured. It is a bit of a head scratcher, really. We will get some clues from the consolation race at 3 o'clock, but you've just got to go with your gut feeling. I'm not necessarily sure there's a real track bias here as such. I do think, though, it's where the pace is, you know, where the pace horses are, is probably where the winner's going to come from.
Yeah, Tulitzu. I backed Tulitzu last year at Newcastle when he beat Muthmere. That was on Northumberland Plate Date. Poyle Vinny as well, you mentioned him. This horse won 2 starts back over distance at Hamilton. That was on soft ground and got the form on a stiff track such as Pontefract. What about last year's second, though, Simon? Spinner Tricks for trainer Michael Dodds and jockey Andrew Mullen, round about the 5-1 mark. As I said, she was second in the race last year. She went on to win the Coral Sprint Cup last October at York. She won an open debut on soft ground for this season. That was at Nottingham. You know, people are backing her.
Yeah, no surprise, really. I think from a sentimental point of view, if we put the hard facts to one side, I think it would be nice to see this mare win the race. She certainly deserves it. She's been a close second in the last 2 renewals. She's got a fantastic record here at Ripon. I just wrote it down earlier on. She's run here, Bobby, 11 times at Ripon. She's won 4 times. She's been second 5 times. And she's been third twice. Yep. Amazing record. The ground's come for her. If the stats about soft ground... renewals of this race or anything to go by. She's well drawn, so she's got plenty going for her. And although recent form figures don't inspire, she's been fairly highly tried because of her high rating. Mm. But I was at Michael Dodds's yard to film for At the Races on Tuesday, and I saw her go up the gallops, and she looks in great fettle. So if you do like Spinatrix, then she's in great nick, and she's got all the boxes ticked today.
And just before I let you go, you mentioned a few horses. What's your actual tip, though, for this race?
My actual tip for this race, well, I think I'm going to...
You can have more than one.
Yeah, well, give me two against the field. I'll go with Tatlisu and Poyle Vinny. I have got two horses there drawn over on the far side, but, of course, we haven't got the big field that we initially expected. So I'll be happy with those two. And, again, applying the same sort of theories to the consolation race, I really was impressed by Flyman's return to form for David O'Mara here last time. He's only gone up £2, not enough to get him in the big race itself, but I think from a handicapping point of view, he's got more to offer. He likes soft ground. He's potentially well drawn in stall 19, and he's got form over 7, which will stand him in good stead because it will be demanding out there. So Flyman in the consolation for me.
So you've got a tip there for the consolation race from Simon with Flyman. The two I'm going to go for is Spinatrix. The stats are there. Will really appreciate the ground, and I'm also going to go for Poyle Vinny as well. Simon, thank you very much for your time. Just quickly though, you know, for people thinking, oh, my football team's playing away this afternoon, don't really know what to do. What would you recommend them to do this afternoon?
Well, get down to Ripon, that's for sure. It's a beautiful race course, Ripon. It really is. It's a great day out. It's got tremendous facilities, and this is the race day of the season for Ripon. Tremendous racing. It's a really good, strong card, and it's very easy to get to. So never mind the football. Come racing.
Yeah, they can always watch the highlights tonight on TV. Simon, thank you very much for your time. I'm delighted to be joined by a top jockey based in the north, Andrew Mullen, who's got a cracking mount this afternoon in the 2015 William Hill Great St Wilfer Stakes. He's riding Spinatrix, who we saw finish second in the race last year. She went on to win the Coal Sprint Cup at York. I'm sure, Andrew, another great performance is expected from her.
Yeah, we're delighted the rains came, and as everybody knows, she loves it at Ripon, and the ground's perfect. We've got a good draw, so we're hoping for a big, big run, so fingers crossed.
And when you saw the weather take a turn for the worse with this pouring rain what we've had here in North Yorkshire, you must have had a massive smile on your face.
Yeah, when I seen I got booked for the ride and the rain came, I was absolutely delighted. But my sponsor and my other yard, Michael Appleby's got Poyle Vinny in the race, which won well up at Hamilton, and then ran a bit disappointing in the Stewards' Cup, but that would be down to ground. But he's drawn 1, we're drawn 18, so we're well away from each other. So the two of them would be big, big chances.
And she's a tough, consistent mare. What's Michael Dodds had to say about her?
Well, I've rode her before, and Michael's very straightforward to ride for. It'll just be a case of jumping and letting her slide and enjoying herself, and I'll speak to Michael later probably, and he'll just tell me to do my own thing.
And there's currently 7 non-runners, so 13 going to post. But there's some good horses in here. We've got Don't Touch, undefeated Don't Touch, let's say, for Richard Fire. You mentioned Poyle Vinny there. Any big dangers, would you say, to her?
Well, I think because we're minds made up and we're drawn right on the rail, we can jump, go straight there. 7 non-runners means the lower numbers have to make a decision. Are they going to go over or try and come with us? And I think whoever makes the right decision could be... make the difference.
And do you think, Andrew, like, you know, she can win? She's a big fan favourite. I've spoke to a lot of people this morning who wanted to win the race, said it'd be absolutely fantastic. Can she do it, Andrew?
Yeah, I think she can, yeah. So fingers crossed and hope for the best.
Great stuff, Andrew. Thank you very much for your time, and the best luck around your Spinatrix this afternoon in the Great St Wilfrid.
Thanks a lot.